Hey everybody, Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. And I've gotten a lot of questions over the past several months about my workflow. I think part of it's because I was teaching a Lightroom class, and I'm also getting ready to release a bunch of online Lightroom training off my website. Because I've been sharing that information with people, people have been asking me, well, it's great that you're showing people how to use Lightroom, but what's your actual workflow? How do you actually work with your various photographs? And I use a number of different tools to do my photography. I use Lightroom, Photo Mechanic, Capture One, Photoshop. I also have the analog darkroom. So there's a lot of different tools that I use to actually construct and create my photographs. But in general, my normal workflow is pretty consistent. There's a consistent way I do things over and over and over again. And that's because I think the best way to be really masterful at photography is to, one, have a very consistent, reliable, and repeatable process, and two, to follow that consistent, reliable, repeatable process. In the old analog days, when we were taking pictures, we had to write down exposure. We had to write down a lot of information so that when we came back to the darkroom, we would know how to process our rolls of film. Even if we were just pushing or pulling our rolls of film, we still had to know whether we were pushing or pulling. And then when we looked at the exposures, we had to remember and try to decipher what actually might have happened to cause an image to be over or underexposed. The digital arena has given us a lot more tools to be able to have access to that in the metadata right out of the gate. But still, there's just a lot of work and a lot of things that need to go into a really good workflow to make sure that your photography turns out the way you want. I thought I'd go on ahead and tell you a little bit about how I do my workflow, just in case there's something in there that actually might be helpful for you. I also think it's one of the reasons that when I am engaged within a project and I am working on something, that I'm able to keep my head kind of focused in on it because there is that consistency. I am not a person who normally deletes my photographs. So when I ingest my photographs, I ingest nearly everything. The only things I really delete are what I call the lens cap shot or the fuzzy foot shot. The fuzzy foot shot is when I have the camera pointed down and I accidentally shoot photographs of my feet as I'm monkeying with the lens or playing with the setting on the camera. But for the most part, I import everything. That's because I want to look at all the photographs. I want to understand, how did I miss focus? How did I miss exposure? When it did work, what worked well? If I've got a series of six or seven shots from a street scene, which one of those is actually really the moment of capture? Did I miss the moment? Was the moment between two photographs? So I want to have all those photographs. So I import all those things. I figure hard drives are cheap, so it's probably good to just go ahead and have all that data. When I import the images, I go through a multi-layer approach to my culling. So I bring all the images in, and then I make a quick pass through them, a very quick pass through them. And I'm using basically, if you're in Lightroom, I'm using the nomenclature of a pick flag. I'm actually oftentimes in Photo Mechanic at this point, and I'm just using the pick photo in that program. But I'm quickly making sure that if the photograph is cutting the basic requirements for it to move on, is it in focus? Is the composition somewhat interesting? Does it have the gesture I'm looking for? I'm not really concerned about any of the super fine details at this point. If I remotely think that it has a shot at moving on to being worthwhile in the editing process, it gets a free pass at this point. So I'm very generous at this point. But one of the things I'm really looking for at this point is focus. I'm trying to make sure that I've got what I needed in focus. On some of my cameras that have really high resolution, that's really critical because I might have five or six shots that are almost identical, but it would be because it was low light and they were handheld, potentially only one or two might even be in focus. So I go through that initial set of images to find that basic level. The next thing I do is I go through another round of edits. So does this take more time than other people? Yes, but this is just for me. I need that separation to remove the really bad from the maybes. Once I have that kind of list of maybes, that second culling, I go through at this point, and now I'm taking a little bit more critical eye at the photograph. I'm really looking a lot more at the framing. I'm looking a lot more at the composition. I'm looking for things that might distract my eye. I'm not really worried so much about processing yet, and oh, do I need to fix that in Photoshop or anything like that. I'm really at this point judging the overall quality of the image. And at this point, I usually jump in and use some level of star ranking on this. And if the image is going to make it to the point of being edited, I use a star. I put a star on it, so it gets a star ranking of one. That tells me that that photograph has made a cut to be considered for possible future editing. I go through my images and make that number one selection. And then I go through what's my last little pass to figure out what I'm actually going to be editing and working on. These images get moved up to a two-star. So the two-star images are images that I'm going to be working on in one of the processing tools. Or if I'm working in the analog world, it's an image that's actually going to be printed somehow in the darkroom. At this point, I'm still not completely worried about how I'm going to process it. I just know that this image has the caliber within the content and within the technical aspect that it can be worked on. I don't like to work on photographs that have huge technical flaws, and I don't like to work on photographs that have huge compositional or framing flaws. So I'm really looking for kind of that sweet spot. And at this point, what's really hard is you've got to be really, really critical at this point. Because anything that you let pass through here and you start editing on, if it's not a good photograph, if it's not a photograph that should have been edited, you've now wasted a considerable amount of time potentially behind the computer getting the edit image to a point where it could be exported and shared or printed and finding out that you completely misjudged the photograph. So I'm trying to take a really critical eye at that point. When it comes time to editing, whatever tool I'm in, I like to use a screen dimmer on it. So in Lightroom, it'd be the lights out feature. I like to remove all the clutter of the tool, and I like to just look at the photograph. I like to just experience the photograph, and then I come up with a written plan or a diagram for how I'm going to edit the photograph. I decide what's going to be brighter, what's going to be darker, do I need to fix a color cast, do I need to crop it, do I need to make any adjustments in the parallax, whatever I need to do, I make a plan at that point for the image. The reason for that is sometimes it's easy to get in and get distracted when you're working on a problem within a photograph, particularly if you're fixing a complicated color cast or you're making a decision about a crop and you want to look at multiple variants of that, that you might forget that there were other parts of the photograph you needed to edit or there were other things you planned on doing to the photograph. So coming up with that list is the first thing I do. And like I said, I like to experience that without the distraction of the tool. So I go into full screen mode or whatever method the program I'm in has for allowing me to maximize the viewability of the image sans distraction. After that, I go into my tools, and whatever tool I'm in, I have a very consistent workflow. I work from global corrections to regional corrections to local corrections to output corrections. And if I'm in Lightroom, for example, I start with camera calibration, then I do my noise reduction, my sharpening, my lens corrections, and then I work my way through transform and up into the basic panel. That process is consistent. If I'm in Capture One, it's the same basic workflow. If I'm in Photoshop, it's the same basic workflow, global, regional, local, output. And there are specific tools and specific techniques I use for each one of those methodologies. Every photo goes through that same process. One of the things that has allowed me to do is build a series of actions in Photoshop. It's allowed me to build a series of presets in Lightroom. And these aren't stylistic presets. These aren't creating a dreamy, nighttime, atmospheric state with a preset. This is really about sharpening for certain levels. It's about black points and white points. It's about midpoints. It's about certain types of sharpening techniques, certain noise reduction techniques. All of those things get as automated as possible because there's a consistency there. Like I said, it's the consistent, reliable, and repeatable. So if I know on my D810 that I have a certain amount of noise reduction that's going to happen on a landscape file shot at ISO 1600, I run that action or I run that preset and I start there. Now, I might still have to go tweak it a little bit based on the image, but I actually go through and run that process. Any image that's made it to that point that's gotten edited is now basically a 3-star image. A 4-star and a 5-star determines portfolio level things like it is, I think, for most people. But that's my basic workflow. Is I'm really going through kind of 3 levels of editing. That last level is really nitpicky. That first level is pretty easy going. That works for me. That's just a narrowing of the funnel down so that I can kind of minimize what I'm looking at. The other thing I like to do is make sure that I'm never distracted by photos once they've not made the cut. So if I'm looking only at my to be edited photos, I'm either in a collection or I've got a filter on by the number of stars or whatever I'm using based on the tool. I only look at the information I need to be looking at so that I'm not distracted by other things. I have a problem with OCD when it comes to getting in there and editing. I might think, oh, I can fix something. Oh, there's a file I could use the new Photoshop technique I just learned on to practice. I want none of that. When it comes time to actually do my work, I want it to be as focused as possible. The other thing I do is I never have a print be finished editing the first time I work on it. an image gets to the point of being complete, and I put that in quotes, and then I come back and work on it again later. So I have a set of eyes on it at a different time because I will see different things when I look at the image again. This goes for printing as well. When I make a print, I look at it, I make judgments, I get the print to where I think it's done, I save all the print settings, I save the file, and then I come back a day, 2 days, a week later, and I look at that image again and decide it's actually finished. So there's this always this coming back in process and looking again at the image, looking over and over again, and that really kind of helps me stay focused on what I'm attempting to do. But no matter what I'm doing, it's always that same process. So what I'd encourage you to do is right now, just go and sit down and write down what your workflow is for how you deal with your photographs. I think for some of you, you're going to find you don't have a consistent, reliable, repeatable workflow. And what I would encourage you to do is start to build one. The easiest way to do that is just to start off with the things you actually do every single time already. So there's probably some certain things you do to your photographs every time. Start your list with that and then figure out what's missing and add it in there. I actually have post-it notes that sit on my computer that actually have workflow. They remind me of what to do. Like I said, I have actions in Photoshop that automatically build my layer stack for me so that I remember what to do. I actually have some things in Lightroom that actually show me and remind me what my workflow is. So no matter what it is, you want to get to that point. But start with what you do already consistently and then add in the pieces that are missing and make sure you do it every time. So I hope that gives you a little insight into just one of the ways I work on my photographs. I know it's pretty high level and it's hard to do without seeing anything on the screen, but hopefully I've given you some good ideas there for maybe how you can do your own workflow and deal with that large volume of images you might have. Don't forget, you can always find us up on the website at www.theperceptivephotographer.com, or you can always find us up on iTunes. I hope you have a great week behind the camera, and we are 2 weeks away from Photoshop World. There's still time to register, and I would love to see you down in Las Vegas. And if you're going to be there, why don't you drop me a line and let me know you're going to be there, and we'll find a time to get together and maybe have a cup of coffee or beer or something, and I will hopefully see you there.